It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where it is a beautiful day, and the Tacoma Rainiers are preparing to take on the El Paso Chihuahuas in the final game of a six-game homestand. Well, it's been a good series for the Rainiers. They have won three of the first five games against the San Diego Padres AAA club, including a 5-4 decision last night that was a come-from-behind victory. Tacoma trailed 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning, and with one out, Joe Odom hit a double, and then Trey Ambergie pulled a two-run homer to left field, and that put the Red Ears up 5-4, and the Red Ears closer, Nick Ramirez, retired the side in order in the ninth inning to finish it off, and the Red Ears got the 5-4 victory. Now Tacoma's looking to win this series. A win today will accomplish that. Austin Warner is on the mound. Warner 2-2 with a 5.23 ERA. He'll be opposed by El Paso knuckleballer Matt Waldron. Waldron 1-3 with an 8.74 ERA and only five starts since being promoted from AA in the Padres system. So a knuckleballer on the hill for El Paso in Matt Waldron. Austin Warner on the hill for Tacoma. We've got roster moves today as expected. Yesterday, Jared Keldick, a very late scratch, which we'll talk about with manager Tim Fedorovich in our next segment. He got called up by the Mariners today. The Mariners just had a rash of injuries last night in Houston. Had to place Julio Rodriguez on the IL with a right wrist contusion after he was hit by a pitch. Dylan Moore goes on the 10-day IL with back spasms. And even Sam Haggerty day-to-day with a dugout accident. So, lots going on there. They called up Keldick. They also called up, because he was geographically available, outfielder Jack Larson from AA Arkansas. Keldick arrived in Houston after the game started today. They needed someone there before the game started. So Larson got called up from AA Arkansas as they were playing in Tulsa, Oklahoma, not too far away from Houston. Larson was able to get there and start the game today and then get replaced by Keldick after Keldick had arrived and gotten settled in. They needed to make room on the 40-man roster for Jack Larson, so they designated for assignment Rainiers reliever Anthony Misevich. Misevich currently waiting to see if he gets claimed by another team. I think he probably will. So Misevich on waivers right now. So short version for the Rainiers only, not including the Mariners. Keldick to the big leagues. Misevich off the roster now while he is designated for assignment. Well, coming up next, we have our weekly visit with manager Tim Fedorovich. We'll talk about calling up Keldick during the national anthem last night, among other things. That interview comes up right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
It's our Sunday visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A little bit of an adventure for you as a AAA manager yesterday with a call-up, I guess, as the national anthem was going on. Jared Kelnick ran out there to take the field prior to the first pitch. He's in the starting lineup in center field. And then what happened? Take us through it.
Yeah, that was a unique one. I was on my way out for the anthem, and I feel the buzz in my back pocket, so I got to answer it. It's the farm director, and I walked into the tunnel, and he told me to take JK out of the game. He was going to Houston. Didn't really tell me why at the time, but I just had to rush back out while waiting for the anthem to end and finding somebody else to go in the game for him. It was pretty unique.
And Kelnick ends up going to replace Julio Rodriguez, who landed on the injured list today. And, of course, they have a day game in Houston, long flight for him, and hopefully he's there in time. But he'd been playing really well here, in my opinion anyway, recently. I thought I saw some noticeable improvements over the last month in his plate discipline and outfield defense as well. Do you think he's ready for this return to the big leagues?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like he's been ready for a couple weeks now. He's been having really good at-bats, even when he doesn't get hits. He realizes that he's having good at-bats, and he understands the value of walks. He had a big walk the other day with the base open in the ninth and ended up leading to us winning the game. Things that people don't really see, all they really want to see is the homers or the doubles and the electric defense. But those big at-bats are the ones that kind of tell me.
You've got some new outfielders in the lineup today with Taylor Trammell, and the last few days with Mitch Haniger, both injured on the Mariners' injured list and rehabbing here. How are they progressing in your mind, particularly Haniger, who you've had for a few days now?
Yeah, Hanny's looked way better than I expected. When he played right field the other day, making that play in the gap, everything looks good. Obviously, his timing's a little off. He kind of needs some sort of spring training-esque at-bats before he can go back up, especially the schedule that the team has. So he's very aware of himself, and he knows when he'll be ready, so that's kind of all on him. Trammell, first day, I think he's in there today. We'll get a full day. He's got a good amount of outfield work in Sacramento coming up, so I don't think it'll be too long. He's a young kid. He should be able to get back and going pretty soon.
Well, with Rainier's manager Tim Fedorovich, Tim, we talked about the kind of emergency call-up of Jared Kelnick yesterday. And, you know, call-ups come in different ways. And there was one a couple days ago here with left-handed pitcher Brennan Bernardino. And this is a different category. I mean, everyone knows Kelnick was going back to the big leagues at some point. But Bernardino was released out of Double-A by the Indians in 2019 and has been pitching in Mexico for 3 years. The Mariners signed him a month ago. He's been completely off the radar. And all of a sudden, you get to tell him he's going to the big leagues. What was that like?
It was great. I mean, I had to pull alone out of the shower just to, so he was in there in the room to so we could let him know. Obviously, he was real emotional, real excited. Those are the special ones. Just told him straight up. It was kind of right before the game as well. He was really excited and very thankful for the opportunity and the help that we gave him.
Is that kind of extra special when it's a player like that who maybe isn't, you know, noted as a top prospect or anything like that, you know, and to have it to work out for him when he's older?
Yeah, somebody who's older has been grinding all of his life, you know, a dream of his that he never probably thought was true or could come true. And when it does, it's very special.
All right, well, hopefully he gets in a game up there soon. It'll be a special moment. Tim, thanks a lot for the visit today, and good luck today. Got a chance to win the series against El Paso.
That's right, let's do it.
That's Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting El Paso Chihuahuas, AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. El Paso is 54-44 on the season. Their manager is Jared Sandberg, former Seattle Mariners coach and a resident of Olympia. Leading off for El Paso is right fielder Matt Beatty. Batting second, Will Myers. He's the designated hitter. Hitting third is first baseman Taylor Colway. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Brent Rooker. Batting fifth is the shortstop Eggy Rosario. Hitting sixth, the center fielder Jose Azucar. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Brett Sullivan. Hitting eighth, second baseman C.J. Hinojosa. And batting ninth, third baseman Kervin Pichardo. On the mound for El Paso, the knuckleballer, Matt Waldron. Waldron 1-3 with an 8.74 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 42-55 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. They're going to lead off with the rehabbing Taylor Trammell. Trammell DHing today in his first game back with the Red Ears. Batting second is right fielder Mitch Haniger. Hitting third and playing second base is Kevin Padlow. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Hitting fifth, the first baseman, Zach Green. Batting sixth is center fielder Forrest Wall. Hitting seventh, playing left field is Scott Heineman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. And hitting ninth, third baseman, Drew Ellis. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Austin Warner. Warner is 2-2 with a 5.23 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is John Bacon. At first base is Brennan Miller. And over at third, it's Mark Stewart Jr. It's Tacoma and El Paso. Final game of the six-game series. Red Ears have won three of the first five. They're going for the series win today. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We'll be right back.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the El Paso Chihuahuas. A sixth and final game of the year between these two teams, all played here at Cheney Stadium here in the past week. Rainiers pushed ahead in the series 3-2 with their victory here last night. Austin Warner on the mound. He's ready to go. His first pitch of the game to Matt Beatty is taken outside for a ball, and we are underway. Warner making his fourth start for the Rainiers, new member of the rotation. 1-0 pitch is in for a called strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Warner 2-2 on the year with a 5.23 ERA in 41 and a third innings. Has struck out 33 and walked 16. Beatty hits a flare down the left field line, charging into foul territory in pursuit is Heineman, but he can't get there. It lands out of play. Just a strike, and it is 1-2 to Matt Beatty. Warner with the pitch, and it is up and in, and it hit him. Goodness gracious, and Beatty is down in the batter's box, and he's quickly trying to get up onto his knees, and the trainer, Brad LaRosa, is going to go check on him, and now Beatty's up on his feet. That one got away from Warner. The pitch came in, and it got him on the right arm, I believe, looking at the replay. So Beatty hit by the pitch to open things up. And the trainer continuing to talk to him. This was a fastball from Warner up and in. Beatty's going to be all right. He's going to stay in the game here. The rehab that he's going through is due to a shoulder injury. Beatty's walking down to first. He's being accompanied by the trainer, LaRosa, and the manager, Jared Sandberg. The next hitter is going to be Will Myers. And Beatty's still talking to the trainer and manager, having stopped two-thirds of the way to first base. And now he's put the helmet on and intends to stay in the game. All right, that's how this one starts. Beatty hit by a 1-2 pitch, and he is aboard. And now Will Myers will be the batter, another rehabbing major leaguer. Each team with the top two in the lineup, major league rehabbers in right field and DHing. Myers DHing today for El Paso. Warner is set, and the pitch is taken on the outside edge. There's strike one. Rainiers are wearing specialty jerseys today, pink jerseys. It's Pink at the Park Day here at Cheney Stadium. 11th annual. Now the 0-1 from Warner to Myers is down and in for a ball. Rainiers raising money for the Carol Milgard Breast Center. We'll speak to their executive director, Leanne Noreen, later in this broadcast. Now the 1-1 pitch to Myers is taken outside for a ball, 2-1. So Warner behind in the count here. Two balls, one strike to Will Myers. Next pitch coming, and it is swung on and fouled back to the screen, and the count's even 2-2. Will Myers on the Padres IL with knee inflammation. He's been out since June 3rd. And he's played in every game of this series. Now the 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball that just misses ball three. So it's a full count, 3-2 to Myers. Austin Warner checks out the runner at first. Now the 3-2 pitch is high ball four. He lost him. And a little trouble here at the start of the game. A hit by pitch and a walk. And the first two men have reached base at the top of the first inning. And now Taylor Colway will be the batter. Warner's been a hot hand for the Red Ears lately, allowing just three earned runs in his last 23 and a third innings going back to mid-May. And in his last start, he tossed four no-hit innings against these guys on Tuesday. Here's a pitch down and in to Taylor Colway, ball one, and now the catcher O'Keefe's going to go talk to Warner. So Warner is facing the same team that his last start was against, so they're familiar with him, and we'll see if that becomes a factor over the course of today's game. Right here's hoping to get a strong start from Warner today. They would love to win this series against El Paso, who's a good team. And El Paso has not lost a six-game series all season. The Rainiers would like to be the first team to hand them a six-game series loss. All right, here we go. The 1-0 pitch to Colway, and it is taken for a strike, 1-1. Colway hitting .324 with nine homers, 58 runs batted in, and a .909 OPS. Now Warner with a 1-1 pitch on its way. And it's swung on and sprayed into left field. On comes Heineman, and he makes the catch for the first out of the ball game. Colway lines out to Scott Heineman in left field. And there's the first out at the top of the first inning. The runners have to hold. Beatty at second base and Myers at first. Now Brent Rooker is the batter. Rooker hitting .277, 19 homers, 55 runs batted in. And the pitch to him is a curveball that drops in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Austin Warner from Louisville, Kentucky. Gets the sign from O'Keefe. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is a fastball down and in. The infield today, which is shifted right now with three on the left side. The Rainiers have Zach Green at first base, Kevin Padlow at second, Mason McCoy at short, and Drew Ellis at third. Now the 1-1 pitch, a curve for a called strike, 1-2 to Rooker. Outfield for Tacoma is Heineman in left, Wall in center, and Haniger in right. One ball, two strikes to Rooker. Runners with their leads, and Warner's pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Warner looks over his shoulder where Beatty has his lead at second, and the pitch is a swing and a foul back at the curveball, and it is still 2-2. Austin Warner is in his first season in the Mariners system, acquired from the St. Louis Cardinals during spring training. Warner is set. Here's the 2-2 on its way to Rooker. And it is high, ball three. Fastball missing up. 91 on the gun, but it's now a full count. With one out, the runners probably won't be on the move. Warner's 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Rooker. Got him with a slider, and Warner has his first strikeout of the game, and that was a big one right there. So two down, and now Eggy Rosario is the hitter. Rosario hit a three-run homer yesterday and is batting 280 with 16 homers and 62 runs batted in on the year. 867 OPS. Just underway, top of the first inning. Little daytime baseball for you on a sunny Sunday afternoon. There is a breeze blowing in from center field as the pitch from Warner is a breaking ball, a curve up high to Rosario. Ball one. Now the 1-0 on its way. And that's a fastball up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. And it is a fastball called a strike on the inside edge, 2-1. Warner trying to escape a jam, hit the leadoff man with a pitch, walked the number two hitter, but got a line out and a strikeout. Now the two ball, one strike pitch on its way to Eggy Rosario is inside with a fastball, 3-1. On deck is Jose Azucar. Three and one to Rosario. And Warner is ready. Here's his pitch, and it's a curve that is lined into center field. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Beatty. He's going to score. Going to third base is Myers. Eggy Rosario stops at first with an RBI single, and El Paso takes a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. So Rosario comes through with a two-out RBI single for the Chihuahuas, his 63rd run batted into the season. And now Jose Azucar is the batter. Azucar hitting in the number six spot, batting 273 with two homers in 10 games since coming down from the big leagues. Warner's pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Warner logging some pitches in the top of the first today. Over 25 pitches now in the inning. Now the next one is outside for a ball, 2-2. Or pardon me, 1-1, the count. Now the 1-1, swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. So runners at the quarters, two outs, one ball, two strikes to Azucar, and Warner's pitch is swung on and fouled off. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 coming again, and it is swung on. Bounce slowly foul, third base side. Rosario was running with that pitch from first base. Well, one ball, two strikes. Now Warner ready. And the 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled off again. Still one ball, two strikes. Now a Toss to first. Rosario back in, standing up. One-two pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Azucar, and that closes out the top of the first inning. It was a struggle, but Warner got through it. One run does score on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. El Paso 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
El Paso gets a run in the top of the first inning, and now the Tacoma Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Taylor Trammell, Mitch Haniger, and Kevin Padlow will bat in the first for Tacoma. Trammell just starting a rehab assignment today. He's been on the Seattle Mariners injured list since straining his right hamstring on June 28th in a game against Baltimore. And Trammell gets to face a knuckleballer in Matt Waldron. And the first pitch is indeed a knuckler, and it misses up high for a ball, 1-0. He throws around 70% knuckleballs, but will mix in a fastball and a slider, I'm told. 1-0 pitch is down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Waldron was really dealing for the Padres double-A team in Amarillo. San Antonio and got bumped up. So here's a pitch that misses for a ball. Three balls, no strikes to Trammell. And the next pitch is on its way. And it is in there for a called strike, 3-1. Waldron, 25-year-old righty from Omaha, Nebraska. Here's his 3-1 pitch to Trammell, and it is outside, ball four. So a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first inning. Trammell heads down to first base. That's generally the strategy when facing a knuckleball pitcher, is to see if he can throw strikes with it first. And normally Waldron does. In 9 of his last 10 starts, he has walked 1 or 0 over the course of his outing. But he just walked the leadoff man here today. Mitch Haniger now the batter. And the pitch from Waldron is a knuckler over for a strike, 0-1. You do have to wonder how much or little, it helps a major leaguer on a rehab assignment to face a knuckleballer in AAA. Is that helping at all? Waldron now with the 0-1 pitch. And it's inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Haniger is in his fifth game for Tacoma. He's 3-for-12 with a homer so far. Has walked three times, struck out three times. Now a toss to first, and diving back in safely is Trammell. Trammell at full health is a base-stealing threat. And we'll see if he tests the hamstring on the bases here today in his first game of his rehab assignment. Waldron now with his 1-1 pitch, and it is inside to Haniger. Two balls, one strike. Trammell being held on at first base by Taylor Colway. And El Paso has C.J. Hinojosa at second, Eggy Rosario at short, and Kervin Pichardo at third. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Haniger. And the outfield for the Chihuahuas is Brent Rooker in left field, Jose Azucar in center, and Matt Beatty in right. Two balls, two strikes to Haniger with a runner at first base in the bottom of the first inning. And Waldron is set. Now his 2-2 pitch is swung on and tapped foul on the third base side. And it is still two balls, two strikes. Haniger trying to get back in the swing of things after being out for 3 months. Now the 2-2 swung on and bounced slowly to third, fielded in fair territory by Pichardo, and he throws to first in time for the out. And Haniger is retired. Trammell takes second base. So Haniger actually got a fastball there from Waldron, and he bounces out to the third baseman. So runner at second with one out for Kevin Padlow. Padlow hitting .220 for Tacoma in 35 games with three homers, .655 OPS. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. To Padlow. And the pitch is in there for a strike on the outside edge. So one ball, one strike. And the next pitch from Waldron is low and away with a knuckler. Two balls, one strike. Now Waldron ready. And his 2-1 pitch is called a strike. And that evens up the count, 2-2. Padlow had two hits yesterday, drove in a couple of runs. In fact, he hit a two-run double in the first inning last night. 2-2 pitch to him is a swing and a miss, and they got him with a knuckler, and that is the second out at the bottom of the first inning. So Padlow fans, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe. Right-hand hitter hitting .270 with 11 homers, and he watches one outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. next one is on its way from Waldron with Trammell at second, and it is swung on and fouled off the foot of O'Keefe. And that's a strike, 1-1. O'Keefe was off yesterday, went 0-4 in Friday's game, his last game. Here's the 0-2 coming. And it is up high with a fastball. One ball, two strikes, the count to Brian O'Keefe. And the next pitch from Waldron is swung on and fouled off. Still one ball, two strikes. Oh, Waldron. Now comes set. And the pitch is out. Oh, called a strike on the outside edge, and down goes O'Keefe, and the inning is over. Waldron with back-to-back strikeouts of Padlo and O'Keefe to close out the bottom of the first inning. No runs for Tacoma, no hits or errors, one runner left on. We go to the second inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We move on to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Chihuahuas with the early 1-0 lead over Austin Warner and the Red Ears. And El Paso has Brett Sullivan, CJ Hinojosa, and Kervin Pichardo due up in the top of the second inning. Final game of the homestand. The Red Ears hit the road off tomorrow, but flying down to Sacramento tomorrow afternoon, and will face the Rivercats on Tuesday in the opener of a six-game series that is mostly night games at 6:45, but there is a day game coming up on Wednesday at noon. We'll have all the broadcasts for you right here on this stream. Here's the first pitch to Brett Sullivan from Austin Warner, and he fouls it off at the plate. There's strike one. Sullivan hitting 294 with four homers, 49 runs batted in. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. Red Ears' next home game is Tuesday, August 9th. The Aviators will be here from Vegas. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Sullivan, and one man is out in the top of the second inning. Strikeout number three for Austin Warner. And now C.J. Hinojosa is the batter. Hinojosa batting 270 with 10 homers, 50 runs batted in, a 780 OPS. And the pitch is a fastball that cracks the mitt of Brian O'Keefe for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now Warner fires again, and here's a swing and a ball pulled to left. This is deep. Back is Heinemann at the track, but it is gone onto the deck in left field. A solo homer for C.J. Hinojosa, his 11th of the year, and El Paso makes it a 2-0 lead here at the top of the second inning. So Hinojosa turned that pitch around and pulled it onto the deck and left. The Red Ears, for the most part, have kept the Red Ears offense in check during this series, but El Paso is still getting its fair share of homers. They've hit 8 homers now in the last 4.5 games, including this one. Calling this one a half, even though we're in the second inning only, as the pitch is fouled back by Pichardo. Strike one. Pichardo 7-for-22 for El Paso with a homer. He hit one earlier in this series. And now he lashes one to right. Going back on it is Haniger. He makes the catch, crossing onto the edge of the warning track. Nice play in right by the veteran Mitch Haniger for the second out of the inning. And now Matt Beatty is the hitter. Haniger tested in right field on this one and seemed to make the play with ease. Beatty now the batter, and the Rainiers go into a severe shift with 3 infielders on the right side, Padlo in shallow right, and the pitch is hit the other way to left, and it slices and goes foul. So that is strike one to Matt Beatty. Now the 0-1 pitch is not going to count. Time was called by, I guess, Beatty, the hitter. And Warner gets a new pitch. Warner a little frustrated. And Beatty, who was hit by a pitch from Warner in the first, now resetting in the batter's box. And the pitch misses for a ball. 1-1. One-one offering. Breaking ball called a strike. A slider there, and the count goes to 1-2. Warner trying to put him away. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball called strike three, and down goes Beatty, and that closes out the top of the second, and Warner made some sort of reaction towards Beatty as Beatty upset him. And did Warner get tossed? Tim Fedorovich out now talking with home plate umpire John Bacon. And Bacon talking to Fedorovich. I think Warner may have gotten tossed there for saying something to Beatty after striking him out to end the inning. And now Fedorovich is hearing the explanation from Bacon. And Fedorovich is going to let it be and head back into the dugout. So the inning is over. We'll have to confirm if Warner got tossed there or not. I'm not entirely sure, but that wraps up the top of the second inning. One run for El Paso on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's El Paso 2, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It is 2-0 El Paso with the lead over Tacoma, and we go to the bottom of this second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Red Ears with Zach Green, Forrest Wall, and Scott Heineman coming to the plate here at the bottom of the second inning. And Green looking out towards Waldron, and the first pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Defensive changes for El Paso. They have taken out Matt Beatty, who was involved in that little fracas with Austin Warner to end the top of this inning after he was called out on strikes, as there's a pitch hit for a strike to Green, and the count's 1-1. Now the next pitch from Waldron is a swing and a miss, strike two. So Beatty's out of the game. Brent Rooker moved from left field to Beatty's position of right field. The first baseman, Taylor Colway, moves out to left field, and they have a new first baseman, as here's a swing and a foul out of play by Green. Coming in off the bench to play first base is Kyle Martin, and he hits in Beatty's spot, the leadoff spot in the order. Now the 1-2 pitch is fouled back by Green, and the count goes to 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is outside for a ball. 2-2 to Green, who's back in the lineup today. Had not played in any of the games in this series because of a finger injury he suffered in the Salt Lake series right after the All-Star break. And now he swings and grounds one up the middle, and diving to field at the shortstop, Rosario, but his throw to first is too late. Green is safe at first base with an infield single, and that gets things started in the bottom of the second inning. So Green is on with the Red Ears' first hit of the game. He's aboard with the infield hit. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall in the lineup hitting sixth today and playing center field. Here's the pitch from Waldron, and it is taken up high for a ball. Want to know the count. Now Waldron with his 1-0 coming. And it is up high and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Green being held on at first. The Red Ears continue to lead the league in stolen bases. 122 steals for the team this year. But Green has not gotten involved in it. Despite being on the team all season long, he does not have a stolen base attempt this year. 2-0 pitch is outside. Ball three to Forrest Wall. On deck for Tacoma is Scott Heineman. Now the 3-0 pitch is up and away, ball four. A four-pitch walk to Wall, and Green takes second base, and the Red Ears have two on with nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. And now Scott Heineman will bat. And here's a trip to the mound by the pitching coach for El Paso, Mike McCarthy. Spoke earlier about how Waldron usually doesn't walk anybody, which for a pitcher who throws the knuckleball most of the time, that's really rare. Knuckleball pitchers tend to battle wildness because it's very difficult to control the knuckleball, a pitch you're trying to throw with no spin on it. And Waldron, in his last three starts, has walked a total of one batter, but today already two. In his last three starts, a total of 14 innings, one walk issued. Now he's issued two free passes here today. He walked Trammell to start the first, and now he's walked Wall here in the second. So Tacoma has two on with nobody out. Conference on the mound breaks up, and Scott Heineman will now bat. Heineman in his 24th game with Tacoma, hitting 174, one homer. And he's a Triple-A veteran, though, with some big league time, and the first pitch hits him. A knuckler running in on Heineman, and it hit him on the left leg. So he's going to head down to first base. Wall takes second, and Green goes to third. And the bases are loaded for Mason McCoy. So wildness continues for Waldron. And now they're loaded up for McCoy. Hitting 239 with nine homers, 708 OPS. And Waldron with the pitch, and it is a fastball called a strike. 0-1. Waldron have a little trouble controlling the knuckler, so he goes with a fastball. Yeah, the 0-1 is on its way. Runners with their leads. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. This should get a run in. Azakar makes the catch. Tagging at third is Green, and he will score as the throw comes into second base. Wall advanced to third. Heineman holding it first. A sacrifice fly for Mason McCoy, and the right ears are on the scoreboard. It's El Paso 2, Tacoma 1. And the rally continues with the tying runner at third and only one out for Drew Ellis. Ellis batting in the number nine spot today, hitting 198 with four homers, 720 OPS for Tacoma. A patient hitter, Ellis. He looks out towards Waldron. Wall, the tying runner at third. Heineman, go-ahead runner at first. Only the second hitting here this afternoon. And here's a drive into left field, but right at the left fielder, a line shot. Tagging is Wall. He will score. And the Red Ears have tied it up on another sacrifice fly. This one more of a sacrifice line drive than anything else. Ellis lines out to the left fielder, and Forrest Wall scores, and we're tied up 2-2. And Heineman still at first base, and Taylor Trammell is now the hitter. Trammell walked his first time up. And here's the pitch from Waldron. And it is swung on and grounded down the third baseline. Fair ball. Base hit for Trammell. Going to second and stopping there is Heineman. It's a single for Trammell. And the inning continues for Tacoma. Taylor Trammell with a base hit in his second plate appearance of his rehab assignment. And the Red Ears have a couple of men on for Mitch Haniger. That was a fastball from Waldron there that Trammell grounded the other way for a base hit. Haniger bounced out to third base earlier. 0 for 1 today. And the pitch from Waldron is outside for a ball. What an 0. Two-two tie, bottom of the second inning. On Pink at the Park day here at Cheney Stadium. As Haniger drives one to left, it is deep, it is back, and it is gone. A three-run home run for Mitch Haniger to left field. line shot that just did clear the top of the left field fence. And the Red Ears have taken the lead. It is 5-2. A knuckleball from Matt Waldron. And Haniger deposits it over the left field fence. Haniger's second home run of the rehab assignment. And now Kevin Padlo is the eighth man to come to the plate this inning. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Well, you know the Chihuahuas would like to get some innings from Waldron as there's a swing and a miss by Padlo because their starter yesterday, Thomas Eshelman, went just one inning. And it kind of became a bullpen game and they used six relievers. So the next pitch to Padlo is fouled back, 1-2. But El Paso, like Tacoma, has a lot of relief pitchers on its roster right now. That's been common among the AAA teams this year. 1-2 pitch. Just misses for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Padlo. Now this one is a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2 to Padlo. Now this pitch is outside, ball three. And the count goes full, 3-2. Now swing and a foul back. Now a swing and a roller to third. Diving stop at third base by Pichardo. Throw to first is in time for the out. And Padlo is retired on a nice play by the El Paso third baseman to close out the bottom of the second inning. But the Red Ears score five runs, and they do it with three hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. Mitch Haniger goes deep. We head to the third inning. It's Tacoma 5, El Paso 2.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the third inning of play. Tacoma leads El Paso by a score of 5-2. And we have a special guest with us here today. It is Leanne Noreen, the executive director of the Carol Milgard Breast Center. And Leanne, great to see you again.
Great to see you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's an annual tradition now, 11 years?
This is our 11th. Yes, our 11th Pink at the Park. So it's great to be here again and have all the people in pink and everybody enjoying the ball game, watching the Rainiers play in pink and winning at the moment.
Yes, you came up to the booth just in time to see the Rainiers rally for five runs, and Mitch Haniger hit a three-run homer. You're good luck, and I seem to recall this happening in previous years as well.
It
when
did.
You come in, the Rainiers rally.
I'll take it. Yeah. I don't mind being a good luck charm.
Yeah, we need you. Next pitch is inside and low to Will Myers leading off for El Paso. One ball, one strike. So this is a big day out here, our Pink at the Park event to raise money for the Carol Milgard Breast Center. And Leanne, what sort of elements sort of come together for it, for this being a good day for you guys?
Well, the Rainiers win. That makes it good. Great weather like we have today. And then people really understanding the mission of the Breast Center, which is to help educate the population to know when is the right time to get a screening mammogram, when do you come in for a diagnostic, and that the Breast Center is there to help you regardless of your ability to pay. We have a very healthy financial aid system, and we want people to know the education side of breast health, as well as what the Breast Center has to offer in the community.
Outstanding. And you guys are located right here in Tacoma,
across the street. Yeah. Yeah, we've been in that location since we've been open in 2009. You know, we're serving about 48,000 patients a year, doing roughly 64,000 exams. So we're a busy place, and that's how we like it.
Will Myers just drew a leadoff walk, and now Taylor Colway tries to bunt and bunts one foul on the third base side. So that is strike one. We're visiting with Leanne Noreen, the executive director of the Carol Milgard Breast Center. And Leanne, The world has changed here the last couple of years with the pandemic and people not wanting to go out all the time, and everyone kind of worried about getting sick, although that's improving. Things are, improving here with the vaccinations and all in the last 6 months. But how has it affected you guys at the Breast Center, and are people still coming in and getting checked?
People are coming in. We're managing as many appointments as we ever have, sometimes up to 300 a day.
Okay.
Which is quite a bit. And we're following CDC guidelines to protect everyone and making sure that patients feel safe and comfortable when they come in. So sanitizing, masking, those kinds of things, making sure we're limiting the number of guests that come into the building. And so our goal remains the same. How quickly can we?
Now a little bouncer to third, fielded by Ellis. Goes to second for one, relay to first. Not in time. Rainiers get one out on the play.
How quickly can we see patients? And shutting down from March to May of 2020 really impacted what we were able to do on screenings.
Yeah.
So a screening mammogram is different from a diagnostic mammogram. A screening mammogram is what you would call routine, and those currently we're booking out until the middle of November. So it's good to call early and get that exam scheduled. But we also have access to MyChart for the first time. We went live with MyChart in April.
Now fly to center field off the bat of Rooker, and ranging back is Forrest Wall. He's got plenty of room, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two down, runner at first for Eggy Rosario. We're visiting with Leanne Noreen from the Carol Milgard Breast Center across the street from Cheney Stadium. And I think I speak for a lot of people when I say health insurance confuses me, and I'm fortunate. I work for the Rainiers. I have health insurance. A lot of people don't have health insurance.
Yep.
How do you guys help patients who need a mammogram who are in a situation where they're not real sure what's going on with that?
Yep. We've got a couple of different programs. All of it comes out of our financial aid bucket. And so we do fundraisers like today to put those funds directly into financial aid, so they will go directly to patient care. And then we do community screening events. And so we've been focusing on African-American, Pacific Islander, and Hispanic populations that have the highest rate of morbidity, and in some cases for African-American, the highest rate of mortality in breast cancer. And so we can encourage women to come in for those screening events, get a little extra while they're there, to make getting a mammogram a little less scary. For some people, it's intimidating, and they're worried about the pain associated with it. We can have them come in. They get a little goodie bag when they go. We have our mammo techs are fabulous all of the time. We have just a little bit of, another minute or two to take with people to just talk with them about what this mammogram is. So we do one luncheon fundraiser, and then we have this fundraiser to support what we do through financial aid.
Two balls, one strike, the count to Eggie Rosario with a runner at first and two away. And Austin Warner's pitch here is high for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Leanne, how can someone listening today make a donation to the Carol Milgard Breast Center?
We have our URL, pinkatthepark.com. They can go there.
Pinkatthepark.com.
There you go.
All right.
It's perfect, right?
Easy enough.
And then we also have the Carol Milgard Breast Center, .org is where you can go all the time and make a donation there. You can walk in, of course. And going to our website is a good place to go just to learn a little bit more about what we do and the different exams that we offer. So we appreciate anybody going to any one of those resources.
Outstanding. Now a 3-2 from Warner is swung on and bounced up the first baseline. It just trickles into foul ground. And still three balls, two strikes to Eggie Rosario with two outs and a runner at first base here at the top of the third inning. Red Ears lead 5-2. It's our annual Pink at the Park event here at Cheney Stadium. And the Red Ears are wearing the pink jerseys, which are being auctioned off to raise money for the center, correct?
That's right. So after the game, game-worn jerseys are auctioned off. Auction takes place right over the Rainiers dugout. And it's really, it's like a regular auction, and it's just a really fun time. And most of the time, the players hang around, and they will autograph it. And then we have silent auction jerseys that are out in the concourse right now. But we really have a good time after the game with that live auction. People get excited about it.
Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, down low, ball four. Rosario draws a walk, and the inning continues for El Paso. They have two on with two out.
And I wanted to say, too, that we have such a really treasured partnership with the Rainiers. Shane and his team do such a great job supporting this event. And we love it because it's easy. And the Rainiers bring everything they've got to this event. They're really all in because they care about it as much as we do. And we appreciate it. That's a really important partnership for us.
Two on, two out at the top of the third for Jose Azucar. And Warner's pitch is a swing and a miss. There is strike one. Right here's lead 5-2. Warner trying to close out the top of the third inning on Pink at the Park Day here at Cheney Stadium. Now Warner with his 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away. So he gets ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Hey, you look around the stands on Pink at the Park Day, and you see plenty of pink shirts scattered around in the crowd, and people know about it ahead of time, and they bring their own with them. You're not, I know you guys hand some out, but not everyone is wearing those. Some
that's
of them
right.
bring
that's
their
right.
own.
Yeah, that's our promotion and then the Rainiers promotion combined. People know that today is Pink at the Park, and they do a really good job of wearing their own pink or wearing the pink jerseys they purchased in the past at auction. And, you know, pink is just a fun color for a lot of people, too. So it looks great.
Rainiers in their pink jerseys here for this one. No balls, two strikes to Azucar. And Warner's pitch is a swing and a pop fly down the right field line, slicing foul and into the El Paso bullpen down the right field line. So still no balls, two strikes to Azucar. They have Taylor Colway running at second base and Eggie Rosario at first, with two outs in the top of the third inning. Warner trying to put away Azucar. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off again. Azucar hanging in there. Rainiers just took the lead in the bottom of the second inning on a three-run homer by Mitch Haniger. Oh, and 2 the count. And now time called by the batter, Azucar. Now he's ready. And here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off again by Azucar. He's handing out souvenirs here to the fans at Cheney Stadium. Foul ball after foul ball. We're visiting with Leanne Noreen, the executive director of the Carol Milgard Breast Center. Leanne, how long have you been with them for?
I've been there 3.5 years.
Okay.
Previous to being employed at the Breast Center, I was at another nonprofit organization and partnered with the Breast Center.
And there, down goes Azakar. He strikes out swinging to wrap up the top of the third. Warner got him with a fastball to close it out. Well, it seems like it's good. It's going great today. We're really happy to have you here speaking on behalf of the Red Ears. We love this event, doing it every year. Now 11 straight years, the Pink at the Park promotion for the Carol Milgard Breast Center. Leanne, have a great day out here.
Thank you.
We will head now to the bottom of the third inning with the score, Tacoma 5, El Paso 2.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma leading El Paso 5-2. Brian O'Keefe leading things off, and he just took ball one from the right-hander Matt Waldron, and the next pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers took the lead with the five-run rally at the bottom of the second inning as Waldron misses outside. 3-0 the count to the Red Ears catcher. And this one is in there for a called strike, 3-1. Great to chat with Leanne Noreen from the Carol Milgard Breast Center on our Pink at the Park day here. And you can find more information online as the 3-1 pitch is bounced towards the third baseman, and Pichardo has it, and he throws in the dirt to first, but it's scooped by Martin. And there's the first out. At the bottom of the third inning, O'Keefe grounds out to third base. Just check out pinkatthepark.com. Zach Green now the batter. He singled to start the second inning. And he scored a run. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Next pitch misses for a ball. 2-0 the count. And this one is taken for ball three. Waldron continues to have trouble locating. This one misses ball four, and Green will head down to first base. Third walk issued by Waldron. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. So here's Forrest Wall. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch is popped up on the left side. Over for a look is Pichardo, but this is in the seats out of play. 0-2 the count to Forrest Wall. Now the 0-2 is fouled back, still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 is swung on and looped out into shallow center, but Azekar is there, kind of carried out to him, and he makes the catch for out number two in the bottom of the third inning. Wall flies out, two down, and now Scott Heineman will be the batter. Heineman hit by a pitch and scored a run last inning. Pitch to Heineman is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Heineman making the start in left field today. Rainiers lost outfielder Jared Kelnick to the Major League call-up officially today, although he was pulled from the lineup prior to last night's game, as the 0-1 is outside to Heineman. One ball, one strike. Rainiers also short Marcus Wilson, who was designated for assignment a couple days ago and is on waivers right now. We'll wait and see if he clears or not. Could get claimed by another team. So here's a bouncer to third, foul just to the left of the bag. Still 1-2 to Heineman. So a ball and two strikes to Heineman. And the pitch is swung on and driven towards left center field, deep into the alleyway. Back it goes, and it's going to land on the warning track and then bounce off the fence. Azekar has trouble picking it up. Green is going to score, and taking third is Heineman. And the Rainiers lead it 6-2. It is 6-2 Tacoma. Scott Heineman drives one to the alleyway in left center. It short hopped the fence, and then Azekar did not field it cleanly, and Heineman took an extra base as a result. They have scored it, a double and an RBI for Heineman, and Heineman advances the extra base to third due to an error on the center fielder. Now here's a swing and a bouncer to shortstop from Mason McCoy. It's fielded by Rosario, and he throws out McCoy at first base, ending the third inning. But the Red Ears get on the board, a run on one hit and one error, one runner left. That just adds to their total. We head to the fourth. It is Tacoma 6, El Paso 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
On we go to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers with a 6-2 lead over El Paso on Pink at the Park Day at Cheney Stadium. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Kyle Bird, and he'll face Brett Sullivan to get things started. And the first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Austin Warner went 3 innings, allowed 2 hits and 2 runs, which were earned. He walked 3, struck out 5. Now Bird with a 1-0 pitch on its way to Sullivan, and it is inside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Now the pitch is a strike, and it's 2-1. Now the 2-1 coming from Bird, and it is outside, ball 3. Bird's in his 27th appearance, 3-1 with a 7.90 ERA in 27 and a third innings. His strikeout 27 and walked 15. Now the pitch is bounced foul, and the count goes full, 3-2. Time called by Sullivan, stepping out of the batter's box for a moment. Payoff. Called strike 3, much to the surprise of Sullivan, but the robot umpire just rung him up. The automated ball strike system being used in all AAA or all Pacific Coast League games this year. And the computer says that one is a strike. So one out of the fourth, and now C.J. Hinojosa is the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now the 1-0. Swung on, hit in the air towards right center field. Over is Wall, the center fielder tracking it, and he makes the catch, and Hinojosa is retired 2 away at the top of the fourth inning. And now Kirvin Pichardo will be the batter. Bird last pitched on Thursday, worked a scoreless inning in that one, and also worked a scoreless inning in the opener of this series on Tuesday. So he's in his third appearance of this series against El Paso. Now the pitch is up high to Pichardo, and that's ball one. Now here's one in there for a strike. One and one the count. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's one and two. And the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He got him. The pitch was in the dirt, so O'Keefe has to throw down to first base for the putout, and he does, and that's the out, and it goes in the books as a strikeout for Kyle Bird, who just disposed of the Chihuahuas in the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down, and we head to the bottom of the fourth. It is Tecoma 6, El Paso 2.
I'll bring you up in a second. Kim, can you see if we have more acid wash?
Desmona's Thrift Store is the spot for killer vintage finds.
Oh, that looks fabulous on you. Hey, can you do the register?
But her sales clerk situation feels pretty threadbare.
Oh, yeah, let me clear out that fitting room.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears with a 6-2 lead over the El Paso Chihuahuas. And the Red Ears with Drew Ellis, Taylor Trammell, and Mitch Haniger due up this inning. And they're facing a new pitcher in left-hander Tom Cosgrove. Cosgrove on in relief of Matt Waldron, the knuckleballer. And here's his pitch to Ellis, and it is swung on and popped up foul on the first base side, and that gets out of play for strike one. Matt Waldron went 3 innings, allowed 4 hits, 6 runs all earned, walked 3, struck out 2, hit a batter with a pitch. Now Cosgrove with the 0-1 to Ellis, and it is fouled away, and that is strike two. Cosgrove 2-0 with a 4.09 ERA. This is his 11th appearance for El Paso. O-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Cosgrove strikes out Ellis, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Taylor Trammell will now be the hitter. He's already reached twice in his first rehab game with a walk and a single. Oh, no. left versus left in this situation. Cosgrove's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. We'll check out what happened around the league in last night's action. Reno still in first place in the West. They edged Salt Lake 2-1 last night at Greater Nevada Field. Here's one down low to Trammell. Dre Jameson had arguably his best start of the year for Reno, going seven innings, allowing four hits and one run, walked three, struck out four, got his third win. Now the pitch to Trammell, grounded right side, flagged down by Martin. He underhands to Cosgrove, covering first, and it is in time for the out. And two men are gone in the fourth inning. Cosgrove, well, it seemed like maybe he didn't know if he had touched the base on the first try, and he went back to the bag. We'll get another look at this on MILB TV. First baseman Martin fields it, feeds Cosgrove, and yeah, he wasn't sure he'd gotten the bag, but the first base umpire Brennan Miller was there for the out call. Here's Haniger, who hit a three-run homer in the second, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. So Reno still in first place in the West. They won yesterday. Vegas in second place kept pace 2.5 back by winning at Albuquerque 12-7. Now the 1-0 to Haniger is outside 2-0. Las Vegas has the longtime Major League infielder Jed Lowry on a rehab assignment. And he went 4-for-5 yesterday with two homers and three runs batted in and scored four runs in Albuquerque. Here's one down low to Haniger, ball three. Not too often you see an established major leaguer go on a rehab assignment when the team he's going to rehab with is on the road in Albuquerque. But hey, that's what happened. And Lowry took advantage. 3-0 is in for a strike, 3-1 to Haniger. Sugarland shut out Oklahoma City yesterday 6-0 as Peter Solomon and Chad Donato combined on a two-hit shutout. Solomon went five innings, Donato went four. 3-1 to Haniger, misses ball four, and he heads down to first base. So Haniger draws the two-out walk, and now Kevin Padlo will be the bat. And the Rainiers' next opponent, Sacramento, lost at Round Rock yesterday 10-7. And the Rivercats actually fell behind the Rainiers in the standings with that result. Tacoma jumped him and moved into fourth place. Sacramento in the cellar at the moment. As Padlo pulls one foul down the third baseline. Yesterday, Round Rock had three hits and three runs batted in from Andy Ibanez. And Bubba Thompson had three hits and a homer and scored three runs. He also got caught stealing, which we need to discuss. 0-1 pitch to Padlo. Up and away, 1-1. The other day, yesterday or the day before, we were talking about how Bubba Thompson has 48 stolen bases this year and is going to be the first PCL player to reach 50 steals since 2011 when he gets two more bags. Yesterday he got caught. So now the 1-1 is fouled off. It was only the third time this season that Bubba Thompson has been caught stealing. He's 48-for-51. That's just incredible. The success rate. Now the 1-2 to Padlo is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes, and that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. Rainiers do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on base. We go to the fifth. It is Tacoma 6, El Paso 2.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 6, El Paso 2. Right here is bringing a new pitcher. Taylor Williams comes in from the bullpen. And the right-hander from the Vancouver, Washington area is on for his fourth appearance since joining the Red Ears. In each of his first three appearances with his new team, he has pitched one scoreless inning. Williams is in relief of Kyle Bird. Bird pitched a three up, three down fourth, notching a couple of strikeouts. Kyle Martin, Will Myers, and Taylor Colway to bat this inning for El Paso. Martin taking his first plate appearance of the game. Hitting .210 with eight homers in 105 at bats and .802 OPS. And the pitch from Williams is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Williams with a sinking fastball there at 90 on the gun. Next pitch outside for a ball. Williams has spent most of this season with Sacramento. They let him go right before the All-Star break, and the Mariners immediately signed Williams. So here's a swing and a pop-up on the left side, and it is the left fielder Heineman coming in and calling off third baseman Drew Ellison. He makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. Williams gets Kyle Martin to pop up, and now Will Myers will be the batter. So Williams is going to be with the Red Ears on Tuesday for the first game of the series at Sacramento, and the whole team over there is going to be full of his teammates from just 2 weeks ago. So here's a swing and a miss by Myers. There's strike one. Will Myers has walked in both of his at-bats today, which came against Austin Warner. And the 0-1 is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1 pitch fouled off, and that is strike two. One-two pitch is up and in for a ball, 2-2. Now this one is outside for a ball. Full count, three balls, two strikes. And the payoff pitch is inside, ball four, and Myers draws his third walk of the game. So he heads down to first base, a fourth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today. Yesterday was the Rainiers' first game all season in which they didn't walk anybody, which was a long time coming in the eyes of the Rainiers' pitching coach, Alone Leishman. Not that the Rainiers have been walking a lot of hitters, though. Tacoma pitchers, as here's the first pitch to Colway, grounded to second, might be two. Padlo to McCoy, there's one. On to first, not in time. Colway avoids being doubled up. Myers forced out at second. Two down for Brent Rooker. Tacoma pitchers have issued 352 walks this year, and this is their 98th game. That's the second fewest walks issued by any team in the league. So the Rainiers have been, you know, one of the best when it comes to avoiding walks. And that being said, they had not had a zero-walk game all year until yesterday. So here's a foul tip at the plate by Rooker. They had 18 games in which they walked just one hitter, but couldn't get that elusive zero-walks game that the pitching coach Alone Leishman really wanted until yesterday. Now a throw to first base. Back in safely is Colway. Two outs, runner at first, top of the fifth inning. Rainiers lead 6-2. Final game of the homestand. Now the pitch to Rooker is taken up high for a ball. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a foul off the foot of the batter Rooker, and the ball dribbled all the way out to third baseman Drew Ellis as if it was a live grounder, but it was not. It was a foul off the foot of the batter. Now the 1-2. Called strike three. Williams gets Rooker looking, and that closes out the top of the fifth. The slider for the strike three on Rooker, wrapping it up. No runs for El Paso, no hits or errors, and one man left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Tacoma 6, El Paso 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Right here is up 6-2 on El Paso. New pitcher for the Chihuahuas to work the bottom of the fifth inning. It is rehabbing major leaguer Robert Suarez. And Suarez will face Brian O'Keefe, Zach Green, and Forrest Wall in the bottom of the fifth inning. Suarez pitched a scoreless inning on Friday night in his first appearance for El Paso this year. And here's his pitch to Brian O'Keefe, and it is swung on and popped up to shallow right field. Coming in on it is Rooker, and the right fielder makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fifth. O'Keefe flies out, and now Zach Green will be the hitter. Zach Green has reached base twice, an infield single and a walk, and he has scored two runs. And the pitch to him is in there for a called strike. Next pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Green. And this is a swing and a foul back to the screen, and the count is 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got it with a fastball, and Green goes down swinging. Two away at the bottom of the fifth, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall 0-for-1 with a flyout and a walk. Right, here's what their six runs today have matched their highest output after the All-Star break. So now the pitch to Wall is inside for a ball. The first game after the All-Star break, the Red Ears were in Salt Lake City. They beat the Bees 6-0. And then in the next seven games until today, they did not reach six runs in any of them. And now today, they're at six right now, and we're only in the fifth inning. Here's one low for a ball to Wall. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Even count now. Rainiers have Scott Heineman on deck. And the pitch is inside, ball three, full count. And the 3-2 is fouled off, and it is still three balls, two strikes. Wall giving a battle here with a full count. And this one is swung on it, fouled off on the third base side. Still three balls, two strikes to Wall. Everybody. the path. Again is fouled away by Wall. He just continues this lengthy at bat. And the payoff again is sprayed into left field. Fair ball, and it's a base hit, and Forrest Wall is on with a two-out single. And then the throw back into second base gets loose, and Wall alertly takes second base. He singled to left field, but he rounded the bag, even though it was a clear single all the way. But he rounded the bag aggressively, and the throw came in from the left fielder, and it got past the cutoff man. It went over his head, and the second baseman Hinojosa couldn't flag it down either, and the ball got loose, and Wall ends up at second base. That'll be a single for Wall and an error charge to the left fielder. So Wall's in scoring position at second base, and now the pitch to Heineman is lined up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. And around third is Wall, and he will score. And it is 7-2. The Red Bears take advantage of the error. Heineman singles in Wall from second base. And the Red Bears tack on a run here in the fifth. Heineman with his second hit of the game. And that's good to see. He's a guy the Red Bears would like to see get going offensively. So the inning continues, 7-2, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. Now the pitch in there for a call strike. Now there's action in the El Paso bullpen. They have a right-hander warming up. Robert Suarez now with a pitch to McCoy. And it swung out and fouled off, and the count goes to 0-2. So 0-2 the count to the Tacoma shortstop. And the pitch to McCoy is swung on and fouled off. Now the 0-2 again to McCoy with Heineman at first, and it is a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Suarez. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is Heineman. Now the 0-2 with the runner going is a called strike three, and down goes McCoy, and the inning is over. The right here's base runner Heineman continued on with the play, but McCoy struck out looking, and that ended the inning. One run for the right ears on two hits. There was an error, and one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 7, El Paso 2.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love,
And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is Tecoma 7, El Paso 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien, comes in to work the top of the sixth. Taylor Williams delivered a scoreless inning. No hits allowed, walked one, struck out one. And he gives way to O'Brien, who's making his second appearance since spending some time, well, a month, on the developmental list, working with the Red Ears pitching coach Alon Leishman to try to improve his command, and he's ready to go. His first pitch to Eggie Rosario is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. O'Brien made his first appearance since doing all that side work with Leishman on Wednesday and delivered a 3-up, 3-down inning with two strikeouts. It was impressive. His next pitch to Rosario misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now this one is down and away, 3-0. So three balls, no strikes. And the pitch is called a strike, and that makes it 3-1. Now this pitch is inside and off the handle or the hand? Off the hand of Rosario. And so Rosario is going to head down to first base, hit by the pitch, and he's going to get checked by the trainer. It was in on the hands of Eggy Rosario, and he tried to step back from it, and it got him. And it was right on the back of his left hand where he was hit by the pitch. He's gone down to first base, and the trainer Brad LaRosa is talking to him, along with manager Jared Sandberg. He's going to stay in the game for now. And coming to the plate is Jose Azucar. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. It's 0-1. Riley O'Brien, the Seattle native, the Mariners acquired early in the season in April from the Cincinnati Reds. Runner goes, pitch misses high for a ball, but no throw to second base. Eggie Rosario steals second base. His 17th steal of the year. 1-1 to Azucar. And now O'Brien with his pitch, and it swung on and hit in the air to shallow right, but coming in and squeezing it for the out is Mitch Haniger, and one man is gone at the top of the sixth inning. So Azekar flies out to right field, and now Brett Sullivan will be the batter. Sullivan 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts so far. Now the pitch is a fastball down low, 1-0 the count. One-oh pitch, misses for a ball. 2-0 the count. And O'Brien's pitch is bounced foul on the first base side, off the fencing in front of the El Paso dugout here at Cheney Stadium. Two balls, one strike, the count. Padlo out on the outfield grass from his second base position. The pitch is high and away. Snap throw to second by O'Keefe, and it gets past McCoy, and the ball trickles into center field, and Rosario is going to advance 90 feet to third. They tried to pick him off at second base after the pitch, but instead the play goes awry for the Red Ears. And Rosario ends up at third, and a throwing error is charged to the Red Ears catcher, Brian O'Keefe. And the count now, 3-1 to Brett Sullivan. And the pitch is bounced towards first, slowly hit. This will get the run in. The ball's fielded by Green. He takes it to the base himself for the second out of the inning, but Rosario scores, and it is 7-3. So Sullivan picks up the RBI. C.J. Hinojosa now the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. And this one now is over for a strike. It's 1-1. Now swing and a foul at the plate, and that got the ump. And O'Keefe checks on him to make sure he's all right. He is. 1-2. Now the 1-2 is high for a ball. 2-2. Now the pitch inside, 3. Full count, 3-2. So 3-2, 2 outs. The bases are empty. O'Brien's pitch is outside, 4. Hinojosa draws a walk and heads down to first base. Fifth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today. And now curve, and Pichardo will be the batter, but the Red Ears pitching coach Alon Leishman is going to go to the mound and talk to O'Brien for a moment. Well, the Mariners lost today in Houston. 3-2 was the final in 10 innings. The Ebs were down 2-0 after one inning. And then it stayed that way until the eighth, when Jesse Winker hit a two-run homer for Seattle to tie it up. No one scored in the ninth. They went to the 10th, and that automatic runner at second base, and the Mariners did not score in the top of the 10th inning against Hector Neris. And the Ebs brought in Brennan Bernardino for his big league debut in the bottom of the 10th, as the pickoff move to first base results in Hinojosa being safe. Bernardino got an out, but Yordan Alvarez then got him for the game-winning RBI single that went to the opposite field. He beat the shift by going the other way. And Bernardino got saddled with the loss in his major league debut. 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate, 1-1. But still, it's just incredible that Bernardino's in the major leagues. Not because he didn't deserve it, that's not what I mean, but he was throwing great with the Rainiers. But he was in the Mexican League a month ago, and he had been in the Mexican League for 3 years after the Indians, now the Guardians, but then they were the Indians. In 2019, they released him from the Double-A ranks in April that year. And Bernardino is from Southern California, went down to Mexico and pitched in the Mexican League for 3 seasons, and then the Mariners acquired him a month ago, and he finds himself in the big leagues. So here's one high for a ball to Pichardo, 2-1. An incredible story that will hopefully lead to Bernardino getting an extended look. A 30-year-old lefty. That's good stuff, as here's a swing and a foul at the plate, 2-2. And it was definitely a good sign by whoever on the Mariners scouted him, because when he was signed and added to the Red Ears roster, the Red Ears were not short pitching. It wasn't like, gosh, we need someone desperately to fill in the staff, let's go pick someone up from the Mexican League. No, the Red Ears had plenty of pitchers at that time. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Pichardo. So that was definitely a case of the Mariners organization seeing something they liked in Bernardino. Two balls, two strikes to Pichardo. And O'Brien's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Pichardo, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. One run scores for El Paso without a hit. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tecoma 7, El Paso 3.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Okay, import footage.
How is the hard drive already full?
Juwan's Pilates studio converted to entirely virtual classes. But leading and editing sessions is stretching her too thin.
It says render failed. What did I do?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tecoma 7, El Paso 3. New pitcher in for the Chihuahuas, the side-arming Aaron Northcraft in from the El Paso bullpen. He's on in relief of Robert Suarez. Suarez went one inning, allowed two hits, one run, which was unearned. No walks, two strikeouts for Suarez. So Northcraft is in his 26th appearance, no record of 3.62 ERA, and his first pitch to Drew Ellis is in there for a strike, 0-1. It's tough to get to 26 appearances without a win or a loss, but Northcraft has done it this year. So here's a fly into shallow center, and coming in is Azucar, and he makes the catch, and Ellis is retired. One out in the bottom of the sixth. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk, and he has scored a run. You know, the Rainiers, Taylor Williams. This slipped by me here. Just noticed it. So here's one outside to Trammell. Williams pitched in 27 games for Sacramento before the Rainiers acquired him, and he didn't have a decision. As here's a liner into center field, a base hit for Trammell, and that's his second hit of the game. And now Mitch Haniger will bat. And Williams up to 31 appearances this year without a decision combined between Sacramento and Tecoma. How does he do that? Mitch Haniger now the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a three-run homer back in the second inning and has also drawn a walk. Northcraft with the pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. I wonder what the major league record is for a reliever for most appearances with no wins and no losses in a season. I'm not good enough at searching baseball reference play index to find that. So here's a pitch up and in to Haniger for a ball. 2-0. Pitch coming. And it is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now this one is outside for a ball. Correction, they called that a strike. 2-2. Northcraft now ready, and his pitch is outside, ball three. So three balls, two strikes, runner at first, one out. Northcraft is set. And the pitch is inside, and Haniger will draw the walk, his second one of the game. Trammell jogs down to second base. Tecoma has two on with one out. And Kevin Padlow will be the batter, and that's it for Haniger. His day is done. We were told before the game he wasn't going to play the full game today, so six innings appears to be it. Trey Ambergy is running for him at first base. Ambergy will presumably take over in right field defensively. K Kevin Padlow now up with two on and one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Northcraft with the pitch, and it is down and in for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0 outside for a ball, 2-0. Now the catcher goes to the mound for a quick word with Northcraft. Now the pitch is called a strike, and the count's 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. A walk would load him up. The Red Ears have Brian O'Keefe on deck. Now the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left, but not deep. And moving towards the line a little bit is Colway, and he makes the catch, and two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. So Padlow flies out to left field. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 0-3 with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Next pitch grounded towards short. Eggy has it. He flips it to the second baseman for the force out on Ambergie, and that closes out the bottom of the sixth inning. Red Ears do not score. They had a hit, and they leave two runners stranded. We go to the seventh inning with the score. Tacoma 7, El Paso 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
On to the seventh inning. Our score is Tacoma 7, El Paso 3 on this cloudless, sunny Sunday afternoon in Tacoma. As projected, Trey Ambergy, who pinch ran for right fielder Mitch Haniger in the bottom of the sixth inning, stays in the game in right field. Haniger done with his rehab for today with the six innings. Ended up going 1-for-2 with a three-run homer and two walks. And he also handled several balls in right field with ease. New pitcher is Patrick Weigel, and he's going to work on Kyle Martin. And the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Weigel in from the pen for his team-leading 37th appearance. 2-5 with a 4.07 ERA in 42 innings, has allowed 32 hits, striking out 47, walking 24. 1-0 pitch, grounded sharply down the first baseline, and it gets past Zach Green and rolls down the line. Over to pick it up is Ambergy, and checking in at second base is Kyle Martin. And he'll be credited with a double. So a double for Kyle Martin on a grounder down the first baseline, although I think Zach Green probably feels like he should have fielded that ball ranging to his left. He reached out with a glove and kind of ate him up, skipped by him. Although it wasn't an easy play. So runner at second for Will Myers. And Weigel is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming from Weigel. And this one is taken inside for a ball. Here's the 2-0. Call to strike, and it's 2-1. Now Weigel with the 2-1 pitch coming to Myers. And it's taken at the knees for a strike count even now, 2-2. Now the 2-2. Called strike three. Down goes Myers, and Weigel has his first strikeout, and that's the first time the Red Ears have retired Will Myers today. So Weigel gets the whiff. Well, I guess it's not really a whiff if Martin just watched it go by. One down for Taylor Colway, who's 0-for-3. We'll check out our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. And the pitch is over for a strike to Colway, 0-1 the count. Double-A Arkansas won yesterday at Tulsa, 7-2. Jake Shiner hit a double and a homer and drove in three runs. He has 21 doubles and a dozen homers. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. Shiner was summoned to Houston today along with Jack Larson from Arkansas just because they could get there in time for the day game after the Mariners suffered all those injuries late last night. And Shiner ended up not being activated, although Larson was. So now the pitch to Colway is bounced foul, first base side. Double-A Arkansas starter Taylor Dollard, the team's ace, went seven innings yesterday, allowed two runs on four hits, walked only one, struck out five. He's having such a good season that if he goes seven innings and allows two runs, his ERA goes up. He's now 10-2 with a 1.61 ERA. 0-2 to Colway, fouled off. Still 0-2. We'll see if Dollard ends up making any starts for Tacoma this year or not. They've been pretty committed to keeping him in Double-A thus far. Statistically, probably deserved a call up about a month ago. So now the 1-2 is bounced foul, still 1-2. Weigel ready, and his next pitch to Colway is a swing and a miss, strike three, down he goes, and Weigel with back-to-back strikeouts of Will Myers and Taylor Colway, and now two men are gone to the seventh, and Kyle Martin, who led off this inning with a double, is still standing at second base, and Brent Rooker will be the batter. Rooker is 0 for 3 with two strikeouts and a flyout. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. In the Class A ranks, the Everett Aqua Sox advanced Class A. They won at Vancouver yesterday, 8-4. Josh Morgan, who began the year with the right ears, now rehabbing with Everett, coming back from a broken foot. He homered and drove in three yesterday. Here's one outside for a ball to Rooker. And then the low A Modesto club won a thriller at home against Fresno in 10 innings. Final was 9-8. As now the next pitch misses for a ball. It was 7-7 after 9 innings. And they gave up a run at the top of the 10th and got two in the bottom of the 10th to win it, with Harry Ford getting the game-winning hit as there's a swing and a miss. But I want to talk about Axel Sanchez. That's his real name. He's a shortstop who was making his Modesto debut yesterday. He went 3-for-5 and hit an RBI triple in the 10th and scored the winning run. Axel Sanchez. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Rooker. And that wraps up the top of the 7th inning. Weigel allows a leadoff double and then strikes out three in a row. We go to the 7th inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tacoma 7, El Paso 3.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the bottom of the 7th inning. It is Tacoma 7, El Paso 3. New pitcher for El Paso, Evan Miller, on to work the bottom of the 7th inning. is in relief of Aaron Northcraft. Northcraft went one scoreless inning, allowed a hit and a walk, no strikeouts. And the pitch to Zach Green is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Evan Miller appearing in his 36th game for El Paso. He's their team leader in appearances. 3-4 with a 5.82 ERA. And his next pitch to Green misses for a ball. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. 1-2 the count. Now this pitch is a swing and a foul tip. So 1-2. Green looking out towards Evan Miller, and now the 1-2 pitch is on its way. And it is a check swing on a pitch outside. He held up in time. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch from Miller is swung on and hit well towards left. This has a chance. Back it goes, and it is gone. Zach Green with his 14th home run of the season. The Red Deer's second home run of this game as a team, and they tack on another run here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Red Deer's lead it 8-3. Green connects. Fastball out over the plate, and he just hammered it. Green's first home run since the 4th of July. You may remember on the 4th of July, the Red Deers were on the road in Reno, but Zach Green hit 3 home runs in that game, all of them off the Reno starter, Tommy Henry, who's one of the best pitchers in the league this year. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Forrest Wall. And then Green has not homered since then until now, 27 days later. Next pitch outside to Wall. And the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch coming from Miller, and it is taken inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. And this pitch is grounded foul in the home plate area, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes to Forrest Wall. And the pitch is stroked to second, but flagged down on one hop by Hinojosa. And he throws out Wall at first base. And there is the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Wall grounds out, and now Scott Heinemann will be the batter. Heinemann has a couple of hits today, has driven in 2 runs. He's also been hit by a pitch and scored a run. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next offering makes the count 2-0. Two-oh pitch, down and in, ball 3. 3-0 pitch. In for a called strike, 3-1 to Heineman. And the pitch is swung on and lined foul down the third baseline. And the count goes full, 3-2. Now the next pitch swung on and pulled softly into left, and that gets down for a base hit. And Heineman has his third hit of the game. He's 3-for-3. And Heineman is on with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Heineman got his batting average off the interstate with that hit. Over the Mendoza line. Here's McCoy. We knew he would get there eventually. Heineman's been a good player in this league and hasn't played much this year. Here's one high for a ball to McCoy. Joined the team at the midway point of the season about a month ago and wasn't playing before joining the Rainiers, so it's taken him a little while to get in the flow of things, but seems to be on his way now. As here's a roller to third, fielded by Pichardo, goes to Hinojosa for one, on to first in time for two. They turn the double play going around the horn. Pichardo to Hinojosa to Martin. And that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. Rainiers get one run on the Zach Green homer. There were two hits, no errors, and no one left on. We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 8, El Paso 3.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the eighth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma 8, El Paso 3 is our score. And a new pitcher is in for Tacoma, making his Rainiers debut and Mariners organization debut. It's right-hander Phillips Valdez, who was just recently claimed off waivers from the Boston Red Sox. He'll face Eggy Rosario, Jose Azucar, and Brett Sullivan in the eighth. And the pitch to Rosario is inside for a ball, 1-0. Valdez in relief of Patrick Weigel, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing one hit and striking out three. Now the 1-0 inside for a ball, 2-2. So we're getting our first look at Valdez, who for the past three seasons has been up and down with the Red Sox between AAA and the big leagues, but has logged quite a bit of major league time. So now the 2-0 pitch is inside, ball three. From 2020 until through this year, he's pitched in 65 games out of the Red Sox bullpen. Now the 3-0 pitch is inside, ball four. He just walked Rosario on four pitches. So Eggy Rosario heads down to first base. And now Jose Azucar will be the batter. Phillips Valdez, a 30-year-old righty. He's from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Actually made his major league debut with Texas in 2019. There's his pitch to Azucar, and there's a called strike. 0-1 the count. Azucar 0-3 with two strikeouts and a flyout. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Next pitch is grounded to short. That's fielded by McCoy. Goes to Padlo. There's one on to first. Not in time. Azucar runs well, and he avoids the double play. But Rosario is forced out at second base. One down, and now Brett Sullivan will be the batter. Sullivan's 0-3 with an RBI. In 2019, when Valdez got called up by the Rangers for the first time in his life, he was in the big leagues. So here's a pitch up high for a ball to Sullivan. In his very first game, he faced Oakland and worked two scoreless innings. But he didn't strike anyone out. So now here's his pitch to Sullivan. And there's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. So Valdez, even after his major league debut, was looking for that first big league strikeout. And he later got it in a game against the Angels. And his first major league strikeout was Mike Trout. Now here's a pitch just inside for a ball to Sullivan. 2-1. Now the pitch is outside, ball three. Valdez this year has split time between, until today, Boston in the big leagues and Worcester in the International League, the Red Sox AAA team. Three-one pitch now is swung on, chopped to the right side. Padlo has it, feeds McCoy. There's one on to first. There's two, the double play. And that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. Phillips Valdez gets the 4-6-3 twin killing to close out the inning. No runs for El Paso. No hits or errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tecoma 8, El Paso 3.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en bsu.org/careers.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning here on Pink at the Park Day at Cheney Stadium. Right here is leading 8-3. Keep in mind that if you want to learn more about the Carroll Milgard Press Center or make a donation, you could go to pinkatthepark.com and also find out more information about today's day here at Cheney Stadium, the 11th annual Pink at the Park Day here in Tacoma. New pitcher for El Paso, the former Rainier, Ray Kerr, and his first pitch to Drew Ellis is in there for a strike. Ellis 0-2 with a sack fly and an RBI. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back by Ellis. 0-2. Reminder, we're off tomorrow. The Rainiers will be back in action, but on the road on Tuesday. And Tuesday's game is at a weird time, 6:45. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Ellis. Couldn't remember, had to look it up. But I knew it was something different than usual. 6:45 first pitch on Tuesday at Sacramento. The Red Ears are starting Justice Sheffield against Sacramento's Tristan Beck, who I know has been throwing well recently for them. We've got a day game at 12:05 on Wednesday and then back to night games for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then a day game Sunday in Sacramento. We'll have all the broadcasts for you live on this stream. Here's a swing and a fly to center field by pinch hitter Alex Blandino, and it is caught by the center fielder Jose Azucar, and that's out number two. Blandino pinch hitting for Taylor Trammell, whose rehab day is done after four plate appearances. He went 2-for-3 with two singles and a walk. So here's Trey Ambergy in his first at-bat of the game. He replaced Mitch Haniger defensively in the bottom, or replaced him as a pinch runner in the bottom of the sixth. So here's one up and in to Ambergy. They're rehabbing players on schedules where they are supposed to play a certain number of innings or take a certain number of at-bats. And the AAA manager has to follow those guidelines, which come from the big league training staff. So here's one inside for a ball to Ambergy. 2-0 the count. And Tim Fedorovich said he expects both rehabbers to be with the Red Ears in Sacramento on Tuesday. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third, fielded by Pichardo, and he heaves it to first for the out, and the inning is over. Ambergy bounces out, and the Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. So we go to the ninth. The Red Ears are three outs away from victory. It's Tacoma 8, El Paso 3.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We head to the ninth. It is Tacoma 8, El Paso 3, and the Red Ears go to the bullpen and bring in Fernando Abad, who is the seventh Tacoma pitcher used today. And Abad will try to nail this one down and get the final three outs. He'll face C.J. Hinojosa, Kervin Pichardo, and Kyle Martin. Phillips Valdez in his Tacoma debut went one scoreless inning without allowing a hit, one walk, no strikeouts. Got a double play ball, so he faced only three hitters. Abad in from the bullpen, his 24th appearance for Tacoma, 0-1 with a 4.21 ERA, 22 strikeouts and only three walks this year in 25 and two-thirds innings. The lefties pitch to C.J. Hinojosa, sky to center. Forrest Wall waits for it, and it lands in his glove for the out. One pitch, one out at the top of the ninth inning. Hinojosa retired. Red Ears two outs away from winning a series, a six-game series, which is not easy to do. In fact, El Paso, who's been one of the better teams in the league this year, has not lost a six-game series this year. They've had some splits, of course, but they haven't lost a six-game series. Maybe that'll happen today. Got to get two more outs. Abad's pitch to Pichardo is outside for a ball, 1-0. Rainier's first series win of a six-gamer. Series one outside. Came at Sacramento in May. The Rainier's first trip to Sacto. They won four out of six. They actually won four of the first five in that series and had a chance to win five games, but they dropped the finale. Next pitch is a strike, 2-1 the count to Pichardo. Rainier's also won four out of six at home against Salt Lake right before. Well, the series that ended with a July 3rd win is their strike two to Pichardo. So the Red Ears have won two six-game series this year, one at Sacramento, one at home against Salt Lake. And they're trying to make it three. 2-2 pitch to Pichardo is outside and low, ball three, full count. El Paso's parent club won today. They beat the Twins 3-2. That would be the San Diego Padres. We'll have all the major league scores on the postgame show as the 3-2 is low ball four, and Abad walked Pichardo. And that is just the fourth batter he has walked all season. Pichardo heads down to first base. And now Kyle Martin is the batter. Abad with the pitch to the left-hand hitter, and it is taken inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. And the count's even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it is a fastball that cracks the mitt of O'Keefe for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. 95 on the radar gun for Abad there. I believe that's the first time I've seen him hit 95 this year. One ball, two strikes to Martin. And the pitch is another fastball, and it's popped up on the right side. Infielders in pursuit on the infield grass, taking over the first baseman, Green, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. So Martin pops up to the first baseman. And now Will Myers is the scheduled hitter, but this is not Will Myers. Luis Campusano is going to bat for him. So Campusano gets the pinch hit at bat here with two outs in the ninth. Now the pitch is high for a ball. Campusano, one of the Padres' top prospects, hitting 302 with eight homers, 36 runs batted in, 829 OPS, normally a catcher. 1-0 pitch, fouled back, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike, two outs in the ninth, Tacoma 8, El Paso 3. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a called strike. Right, here's our strike away from victory. Fernando Abad trying to close it out. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's the Ephus, and he missed up high with it. He likes doing that. Abad will mix one in. Not every time he pitches, but sometimes he'll use it. Here's the 2-2 now. And it's another one. Back-to-back EFI to Luis Campusano. And the count goes full, 3-2. That's the plural of EFIS, right? EFI? I don't really know. Three balls, two strikes. Last year, the Red Ears, Jansen Witte was an infielder and had a great year for Tacoma, but he was also the blowout pitcher, and he would throw Ephus pitches. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Campusano, and that's the ball game. Tacoma Red Ears win it 8-3. Abad strikes out Campusano to close it out, and Tacoma wins the series. They take 4 out of 6 from El Paso. The Chihuahuas losing a 6-game series for their first time this season. And the Red Ears improved to 43-55 on the year. They're going to go play Sacramento on Tuesday to start a 6-game series, and they will be ahead of the Giants AAA club in the standings when the series begins on Tuesday. They were a half game ahead of the River Cats coming into today, and Sacramento was playing an evening game out in Texas. Red Ears win it 8-3. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Ears win. They beat El Paso 8-3, the final score today. And Tacoma takes 4 out of 6 from the San Diego Padres AAA club. And the Red Ears won this one today with, a big rally in the second inning, I guess, was instrumental to the victory today. El Paso did score first. They got a run in the first inning against the Red Ears starter Austin Warner when Matt Beatty led off the game by being hit by a pitch, and then Will Myers drew a walk, and with 2 outs in the inning, Eggy Rosario singled up the middle and brought in Beatty, and El Paso was up 1-0. Then in the second inning, C.J. Hinojosa connected for a solo homer against Warner, making it a 2-0 ball game. Hinojosa's 11th of the year. The Red Ears got it going in the bottom of the second. They were facing a knuckleball pitcher for the first time this year in Matt Waldron. Waldron worked a scoreless first, struck out a couple of guys, but the knuckleball could be hard to control, and Waldron, for the most part, has been controlling it this year, but he did lose a little command of it in the second. First, Zach Green led off the inning by reaching on an infield single. Forrest Wall then walked, and Scott Heinemann was hit by a pitch, and that loaded the bases with nobody out. The Red Ears then hit back-to-back sacrifice flies. Mason McCoy hit one to center that Green scored on, and Wall tagged up at second and went to third. That was big because Wall then scored on Drew Ellis' sacrifice fly to left field, which tied the game 2-2. But the inning continued. Taylor Trammell singled to the opposite field, putting runners at first and second, and then Mitch Haniger got a knuckleball out over the plate, and he lined it over the left field fence for a 3-run home run, his second home run of his rehab assignment for Tacoma, and it gave the Red Ears a 5-2 lead in the second inning. Red Ears added a run in the third when Scott Heinemann doubled in Zach Green to make it 6-2, and then in the fifth inning, Heinemann struck again, singling in Forrest Wall from second base with 2 outs to make it 7-2 Tacoma. El Paso scored an unearned run in the sixth to make it 7-3. But in the bottom of the seventh inning, Zach Green connected with a solo homer to left field, his 14th of the year. And that made it 8-3 Tacoma, and that would be our final score today. The Red Ears bullpen of Kyle Bird, Taylor Williams, Riley O'Brien, Patrick Weigel, Phillips Valdez, and Fernando Abad, that's 6 relievers, each of whom pitched 1 inning, they combined to not allow any earned runs and give up only 1 hit. And impressive today against El Paso, who has had the top offense in the Pacific Coast League so far this season. Right, here's win it 8-3. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 8 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. El Paso scored 3 runs on 3 hits, made 2 errors, left 8 on base. Kyle Bird gets the win in relief. He is 4-1. The loss goes to Matt Waldron. He is 1-4. No save in this one. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 46 minutes, and the attendance, 6,334. With the win, the Red Ears are now 43-55 on the season, and El Paso falls to 54-45 on the year. These two teams are done with one another for the year. The Red Ears win 4 and lose 2 against El Paso. They now are off tomorrow and will head to Sacramento on Tuesday. First pitch at 6:45. Our pregame will start at 6:35. Justice Sheffield starts for Tacoma against Tristan Beck on Tuesday at Sacramento. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream. Right here's win it 8-3. Stick around. We'll look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Right here's win. They beat El Paso 8-3, the final score. Let's take a look now at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. First, we'll start with the Mariners. Mariners playing in Houston today, hit by injuries. Julio Rodriguez goes on the IL with a wrist contusion. Dylan Moore went on the IL with back trouble. Ty France did not go on the IL, but he did not play. He's got a nagging issue that's going to keep him out of the lineup for a few days. But All that really affected the lineup. The Mariners had just four hits. They lose to the Astros 3-2. It was actually tied after nine. Jesse Winker's two-run homer in the eighth inning tied it up 2-2. But the Astros win it in the bottom of the 10th 3-2 when Yordan Alvarez beat the shift with a base hit against Tacoma's Brennan Bernardino, who was making his Major League debut. He ended up taking the loss, unfortunately. Astros beat the Mariners 3-2, the final score today in Houston. Seattle went 1-3 against Houston, and now they face the Yankees for three games starting tomorrow. And then after that, their schedule gets a whole lot easier. Finals from the American League today. Toronto beat Detroit 4-1. Jose Barrios allowed one run in seven innings, got the win. Matt Chapman, a two-run homer. The Jays are hot. They've won 12 of their last 15 games. Kansas City finally beat the Yankees 8-6. They were actually down 6-5 going to the ninth, and in the top of the ninth inning, Salvador Perez ripped a three-run homer off the Yankees all-star closer Clay Holmes, and the Royals stunned him. They got the win. The Cleveland Guardians defeat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-3 at Tampa as Austin Hedges had a go-ahead two-run single for Cleveland. White Sox knock off the A's 4-1. Dylan Cease picked up his 11th win, allowing one run in six innings. And Texas defeats the Angels 5-2. That game was tied 2-2 going to the ninth. Rangers loaded them up, and their rookie Ezekiel Duran hit a three-run double, and the Rangers end up getting the victory. In interleague play today, there were three interleague games. The Red Sox defeat the Brewers 7-2 at Fenway. Boston's fourth win in their last 17 games. They have been struggling lately. Hunter Renfroe was 4-for-4 with a homer for the Red Sox. Reds defeat Baltimore 3-2 in Cincinnati. Brandon Drury with a go-ahead homer at the bottom of the eighth inning, snapping a 2-2 tie, Drury's career-high 20th homer of the year. And the Padres beat the Twins 3-2 in a game that just ended in San Diego. Sean Manaea went six innings and allowed two runs to get the win. And Jurickson Profar homered for the second consecutive game. National League scores, a good one in Atlanta. How about the Diamondbacks and the Braves 0-0 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Braves MVP candidate in the National League, Austin Riley, hit a game-winning walk-off RBI double. Phillies defeat the Pirates 8-2 as Alec Boehm went 4-for-5 with a double, a homer, and three runs batted in. The Cardinals shut out Washington 5-0 behind Andre Pallante, who went eight scoreless innings and picked up his fourth win of the year. The New York Mets banged out 19 hits today, three each from Francisco Lindor, Jeff McNeil, and Mark Canna, and they hammered the Marlins 9-3. Getting all that run support was Taijuan Walker. The former Rainier is 9-2 for the Mets this year, having a big year. And the Dodgers defeat the Rockies at Coors Field 7-3. James Outman, just called up from Oklahoma City, was playing here at Cheney on the Rainiers' last homestand when the Oklahoma City Dodgers were in town. Outman homered in his first major league at bat and ended up going 3-for-4. He added a double, and he drove in three runs, and he led the Dodgers to the 7-3 win over the Rockies. Sunday night baseball, Cubs and Giants, they are scoreless at the top of the second inning in San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Rainiers defeat El Paso 8-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Rainiers win. They beat El Paso 8-3, and Tacoma takes the series 4-2 over the San Diego Padres AAA club, and the Rainiers feeling good right now. They've got a winning record. Well, they finished up July with a winning record. Went 13-11 in the month of July, and the Rainiers will hope to continue their steady improvement over the course of the year that they have had. They hope to continue that in the month of August, of course, with the series starting on Tuesday at Sacramento. Quick look around the league. This was the only day game today because of hot climates in all the other cities, I guess. Well, for the most part. Certainly in Round Rock, Texas, where Sacramento is playing right now, and they're playing a night game. Round Rock leading 3-0 at the bottom of the second inning. Sugarland leading Oklahoma City 2-1 there in the bottom of the second inning in Oklahoma City. Las Vegas and Albuquerque does not start until the top of the hour. And Reno's playing a night game today as they are hosting Salt Lake in a game that doesn't begin until 6:05. Well, we'll be back at it on Tuesday, 6:45 p.m. first pitch for the Red Ears and the Sacramento River Cats. Justice Sheffield is tabbed as the Red Ears starter in that one. And Sacramento going with right-hander Tristan Beck will be on the air with the pregame show at 6:35. I want to thank you all for listening today. That's going to do it for our broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 8, El Paso 3. Have a great evening.